Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, November 28th, 2019. Today our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 23 East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited shares traded odd lot at $4.37 per share. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 15 securities, of which 3 advanced, 6 declined, and 6 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 630,333 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $4,564,325.71. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader, with 426,753 shares changing hands for a value of $1,050,594.55, followed by Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited, with a volume of 64,472 shares being traded for $1,352,614.98. NCB Financial Group Limited contributed 5,890 shares with a value of $603,790, while Guardian Holdings Limited added 34,752 shares valued at $643,203.37. Republic Financial Holdings Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 32 cents to end the day at $125.91. Conversely, Guardian Media Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 42 cents to close at $7.83. Cleco Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 2,680 shares valued at $65,258. Cleco Investment Fund remained at $24.35. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.84. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited, suspended, remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $6.80. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaican Stock Exchange in Wednesday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index advanced by 1,126.17 points to close at 503,860.29. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index advanced by 1,199.81 points to close at 553,467.64. The JSE Select Index advanced by 49.29 points to close at 13,063.16. The JSE Cross-Listed Index advanced by 2.03 points to close at 91.68. The JSE Financial Index advanced by 0.41 points to close at 137.04. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index advanced by 0.64 points to close at 97.60. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 38 stocks, of which 13 advanced, 18 declined, and 7 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 19,155,083 units, valued at over $180,737,266.12. Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial was the volume leader, with 8,692,678 units, followed by Wigton Windfarm Limited Ordinary Shares with 3,825,138 units, and QWI Investments Limited with 2,029,261 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, two declined and two traded firm as 54,695 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $3,579,446.95. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader with 47,438 at a high of $0 and a low of $0 before closing at $74.99. They were followed by Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited and Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited, which traded 3,688 and 3,169 shares respectively. Today's financial tip: what are listing requirements? Listing requirements are conditions that a company must meet in order to have its shares listed for trading on an exchange. A common listing requirement is the company's agreement to disclose to the public at regular intervals information on its performance and future prospects. For information on the ECSE's listing requirements, visit our website at www.ecseonline.com. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.